I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change.
Laboratories, august and austere centers of meticulous measurement and minuscule observations, and also places where tea bags get to listen to Spotify playlists. This academic action is not to suggest that rooibos and green teas are Swifties, because they actually adore ambient soundscapes played at about 70 to 90 decibels. Experts can tell these are the preferred tunes and frequencies because the tea bags decompose faster, which means the real music fans are actually the soil microbes and fungi around the tea bags. Scientists speculate that the microorganisms are able to convert the sound vibrations to electrical energy. This energy boost stimulates their ability to break down the tea bags. Experts are eager to find the fastest, easiest ways to maximize soils. Currently, 75% of the planet's soil is degraded. It lacks nutrients for agricultural crops or has been polluted or developed for other uses. This depletion of arable earth is likely to impact the well-being of 3.2 billion people. Luckily, there's already a solution and it doesn't take oolong to see the results. Contributing food scraps to compost production is one of the best ways ordinary people can preserve the planet's precious resources.
Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.